Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Scott McKenna Podcast. Thanks for being here as always. We are back. It's Pablo and I. We're hanging out here on a, it's not Monday this time, but
close enough.
It doesn't matter. But today we wanted to just dive into a single topic and just kind of get some perspective on from Pablo's side as well. I know that a lot of you that listen to this podcast obviously already watch my YouTube channel, but in case you didn't, I want to talk a little bit more in a deep dive discussion here about the topic that I posted today, something that's been on my mind a lot lately, and that I posted a video out. It's about quality versus quantity. Well, first of all, did you watch that video yet?
I did.
Okay, so you have some context, but I feel like it's something that frustrates me at times because I think a lot of people like to just use it as an excuse to not create when ultimately, who are you to say that your video is actually quality anyway? Like the amount of times you put out something you're really proud of and no one watches.
Right.
Or the amount of times you put out something that you're not super excited about and everyone watches and you kind of eventually have to realize it's not really my decision.
Right.
Whether it's quality. And I feel like some of the best things that we have in the world, like inventions, might not necessarily have been what people thought was the greatest. Like there are products that have come out accidentally. Mm-hmm. I think, well, Pringles was a good example of it. Pringles did that.
Yeah.
Wasn't it like rubber? Yeah, it was supposed to be tennis balls.
Tennis balls, rubber bands or something. I forget.
Yeah, something dumb. But yeah. They came out and now Pringles exist. And imagine if they said, this is not at all what I want. There's not happening. Like, look at what happened in so many companies. And I think in YouTube, especially in YouTube, it's super important to just put out, I think, to put out more stuff. Period. Like, especially when you're starting. Because of the algorithm being like a lottery anyway, whether, you know, for YouTube to even decide if they want to show people, you need to have as many chances as possible.
Yeah.
That's kind of like my thought.
Yeah, I agree. Because I think for me, the challenge that I've had is that I can see both sides because I love, obviously with films and things that are big production and all these things, like they take time, you know, to film and to edit and to all plan even, like there's a lot of things. But then at the same time, there should be the balance of also showing up more than other people. And I, because there's very few people that do things on a daily basis or weekly basis, like, you know, they keep up with putting content out a lot more than others. And I think you show up in a huge way when you do that. But I agree, like there's things that I like to take time on. So the conclusion that I've come to is why not just do both?
That's the thing I think that I'm really trying to get people to see is like there's nothing wrong at all with spending a month on a video.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with only doing one video a month. The issue is I don't usually hear it from the people that are creating really, really good quality stuff are not the ones that are actually saying quality over quantity.
Right.
The people that say that are the people that like just started their YouTube channel and they're like, I can't daily vlog or I can't do a week of video because I really want to focus on quality. Well, why? Six people are going to watch it.
Right.
Like you shouldn't care that much. And I think it also comes down to like, what are you actually trying to do? Like, what is the goal of your YouTube channel? If the goal of your YouTube channel is to like build brand, like mine, or to just build brand of like you're a filmmaker, you're working on your craft, you should be posting a lot of stuff.
Yep.
Because you need to have more opportunities to film, to edit, to practice, to show people your stuff, and to let other people decide that the film's any good in the first place. It's different if you obviously are at a level on YouTube where, you know, you have millions and millions of subscribers and you've decided to scale back and say, I'm just going to do one every 2 weeks or I'm going to do once a month.
Right.
That's different. But I feel like those people aren't the ones that I'm definitely not talking to those people in the first place. I'm talking to people that I see start YouTube and 8 videos in, they're like, you know, I've realized on my channel, I really want to focus on quality. And I'm like, but the stuff's not quality anyway. Like,
right.
just keep putting stuff out.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. No, I kind of just came across this, not issue, but like this whole like idea of it as well, where I just put out like a little mini documentary of a friend of mine and that was like, I didn't want to rush that necessarily. Like I was in my head thinking like, oh, I'm going to turn this around in 24 hours. And I got to the edit and I was like, no, I'm going to take my time on this and make sure it's good and get all the pieces that I need. But while I was editing that, I was also editing, not daily, but almost every single day, a video of what I'm doing and documenting the journey as Scott and I both do. So I think that it's it's a lot of work, because I definitely was work, because I had to put a few hours in for regular vlogs, and then I had to put a few hours in for the doc every single day for almost a week. But it's possible to, I think, do both, where if you want to have quality, work on something that takes time, but then at the same time, like, I think you could easily put something out every single day that helps you build the audience and the brand and everything that you may be doing. If that's not what you're into, then so be it. But I think it's important.
Yeah, especially when you're starting. Like, there's nothing wrong at all with, like, I'm not telling people that if you're listening to this, I'm not saying you have to daily vlog. I'm not saying you have to weekly vlog. It doesn't matter. All I'm saying is really, really think about the whole idea of why you're saying quality over quantity. Because there are people that will say, I'm going to work on quality, so I'm going to put out one video a month. But it only took them 3 hours to do the one video they did a month, meaning they could have done 30 for the same thing.
Yeah.
It'd be different if you legit are like, this doc took, you know, 60 hours of editing. Fine. You can't do that in a day. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an excuse. That's saying you're going to put a lot of time into that.
Right.
Most people that are saying the quality are not putting all the time into it. They're just saying that so that it doesn't look as bad when they upload once a month. But realistically, they wait 29 days to edit it. And then the very last day, they essentially do daily vlog editing for that one video. And then they're like, quality over quantity. Well, it's probably not quality anyway.
Yeah. No, I think you're capable. All of us are more capable of a lot more than you think. And you have a lot more time on your hands than you think as well.
Yes.
And so I think that it's important to just understand where you're putting your time and where your priorities are. Just so that you actually can work on what it is you need to work on, because I think a lot of people just waste time.
Yeah, that's for sure. That if you if you have an iPhone, go to Screen Time, a new thing that they put on in the new software updates, that you can see what you spend time on. And I guarantee you have a little bit more time than you think if you watch that.
Yeah.
And I think, and the thing I really like to make sure that people understand with this whole idea too, is that I feel like I'm really talking to my type of audience in this kind of thing, which is a lot of you that listen to my podcast or that watch my YouTube channel, even watch Pablo's, a lot of you are filmmakers. You are new filmmakers. You are people that might be inspired to start vlogging, like maybe because of us, maybe because of other people, but you're fascinated with more of like the idea of documenting what you're doing as well. And if you are going about that approach, there's way more value in quantity over quality. Because at the end of the day, if you know how to use a camera and if you know how to edit, it's not going to look terrible. Are there lots of things that I look at my vlogs when I re-edit after I'm using, you know, auto exposure on certain vlogs? Yeah, I look at them and I'm like, I really wish I would have done that a little bit better. But I also am like, what's the purpose of my vlog? The purpose of my vlog is to keep showing up nonstop so that people think of me for video. And the little things that as filmmakers we use as excuses, like that exposure wasn't perfect or that lighting wasn't phenomenal. You get away with those as well, though, if you're vlogging. It'd be different if I like set up a whole scene and I was like going to talk about why you should do better lighting for video and like the lighting looked horrible. But if you're vlogging, you get away with things, which is also why like they should be easier to edit.
Yeah, I think daily vlogging and like putting content out consistently, quickly, scares perfectionists.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if you are a perfectionist, it's not that that's necessarily a bad thing, but I think that kills productivity. Mm-hmm. And I think it kills opportunity, because sometimes people have films and videos that are probably living on your hard drive right now that nobody knows about because you never posted them.
Yeah.
And cause that one shot or that audio wasn't, whatever your excuses are. So I think we're not saying, like, I think Scott already said this, but it's not like we're saying like you have to do this. It's just that we are so excited about it because of the positive ROI we've gotten from just doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we both have learned a lot about cameras and a lot about how to hold a camera and how to film on the spot. And we've gotten so much business return from it as well. Just people asking us things or just from the audience that both of us have gained just because of what we've been doing. A lot of opportunity has come. There's so much good.
That the small things you're thinking about that you need to make perfect
really
don't matter at all for most people that are trying to do YouTube.
Right.
And I think like, you look at someone like Casey and you realize what a like perfect proof that is. That Casey, he's an incredible storyteller in his editing, the way that he does things. He's not a tech guy. Like, he built his channel to what it was of 2 million, with his original 70D camera. He shoots in auto everything, basically. Doesn't do any fancy color grading, and yet they're the most entertaining things you see.
Yeah.
And there's obviously the other side as well. You look at a guy like Peter, who obviously is very tech savvy, incredible stuff, also incredible vlogs because of that whole thing. But you really have to decide like what your channel is. If you were trying to be like, the next, if you're trying to be the next big filmmaker to get an opportunity like to direct and to get opportunities for that, then maybe you're going to only do one video a month because you're going to work on a documentary every year,
right,
or every month or whatever it is. But I'm just really trying to challenge a lot of you that listen to this that I know are not necessarily going after that right now. And you're so intrigued to just start your YouTube channel and you're too concerned with like, I don't have the right camera. I don't have the right this, or I don't do this and I don't have the time for that. It's like, I want to focus on quality over quantity. And I just see it as an excuse a lot of times. I realize that there was so many times in the last year that I've got done editing a vlog and I'm like, this really isn't exciting. But I feel like there's something valuable in here.
Yep.
And then those are the ones that all these comments come. They're like, thanks, this is really helpful. I needed this. I'm like, well, good. Because like,
it did
not seem like it was good at all to me. And it's why I just love, there's no pressure to me when you don't overthink that stuff.
That's exactly what I was about to just say. I think with YouTube, the way I look at YouTube, it's like a twofold winning thing. You get to post stuff on there. I look at it as a canvas. It's like you get to practice. If you're a filmmaker, if you're listening and you do film or whatever, it's a place that you can just practice what you're doing, post it, and people eventually will follow. Like it's like, and there's like a twofold thing here that like you're not only practicing, but then eventually you start to gain an audience from just sharing what it is you're doing, and like there's nothing to lose from that. I feel like
no, there's not, and that people think there's a lot to lose without doing things perfect, and they don't realize like no, there's not.
No.
Like honestly, there's not.
Right,
because especially as a filmmaker, you already have more knowledge of this stuff than someone that doesn't. So when they watch what you think is complete crap, it already looks better than they've ever seen because they don't know what good is.
Right,
and then, like it's important to realize that too. Like you're not. Huge. There's just no pressure with it. Like I love, and I can imagine that there is pressure, obviously, if you're different with how you look at things, but
sure.
I love the fact that it doesn't feel like I don't have to get things approved. I don't have to overthink things. What I love is to have even more, better vlogs and better stuff. Sure. But if I say that and then I try to go after that, it means I spend less time actually doing what I'm really trying to build, which is a business. Like we only can put so much time into YouTube in terms of like unique original content. And if we focused more on that, we probably wouldn't actually have like a business going good.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I think what it does is the time that you're off, like, so obviously we both work in video production and that's what we do for a living. Now we can do YouTube though on off hours of that business time. But what we're really doing, not only are we having fun and doing something we both enjoy, but we're also gaining experience so that when we are on the clock and we are doing business stuff, because we had a camera in our hand for so many hours outside of business, when business hours come, it's almost like second nature and we just can naturally get better. And same thing goes for editing too.
Oh, and 100% in editing, that's, I would say, the biggest thing is efficiency.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Yeah.
Like when people watch me edit or when they watch me do certain things on the computer and they're like, ridiculously blown away by just the speed.
Mm-hmm.
It's only because I've done it so much.
Yep.
And like you would be not as a fast of an editor as you are if you removed 300 YouTube videos from your arsenal. Like
100%.
And we all have things we could work on, but how the heck can you get better and more efficient if you do it once a month? Or you do it the next time you pick up your camera is when you get hired by a job. Or the next time you edit is when you have something to work on. Like that's like saying I want to become a professional basketball player. When a contract agreement comes in, I'll start shooting.
Yeah.
Like, well, how do you think the contract's going to come in?
Yeah, it's got to get there.
Doesn't make any sense. You'd shoot, you'd keep shooting, you'd hope for opportunities, and you'd realize that I need to keep shooting as much as possible so that when that opportunity comes in, I'm prepared for it. Filmmakers, I think we just get lazy, and we sometimes lose the love for actually creating because we only work when money's there. YouTube has also like kind of grounded me in being like, I'm doing this because legit, it's fun. And then a funny thing happens when you're actually having fun doing what you do. Business comes from it.
Yeah.
Because people see you're actually having fun doing it.
You're having fun doing it, and it's just you're getting better at it as you go. And I think, I don't know if I've said this in a previous podcast, but I definitely have learned that where preparation and opportunity meet, that's where success lives. Uh-huh. And I think that if you're not preparing yourself constantly, and you might be asking, preparing for what? What do you mean? And you're like, I don't even know the answer. You probably don't even know the answer to that. But if you're constantly preparing and putting yourself in a position to win, and then all of a sudden, boom, that opportunity comes, you were ready for it. But if you yep. weren't having fun, preparing for it, doing it, working every day to get better, because that's what people who are great at things do, is they just do it every day.
Yep. No one that's ever, yeah. Look at sports athletes, like the amount of the amount of hours they spend to eventually get to do where they're like, they just make it look so easy. Of course they do. They spent millions of hours practicing it.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I see people like they look at like baseball pitchers, for example. Like if you're not in America, then sorry. But like, yeah. But if you're soccer players, anything, they look at them and they're like, man, they're huge. Like how do they just can throw a ball or they can kick the ball so hard. And it's like, do you know how many hours they've been?
No, like, they just years. Woke up like that.
Yeah, yeah. No. They just woke up like that.
So yeah, good way to end is just want to continue to encourage you. I'm going to constantly do it because I can't tell you that just the benefits that come out of creating a lot of content for yourself. And I know you hear me preach it all the time, and I'm going to keep doing it. So hopefully you're not sick of it. But plain and simple, just think about if you've ever in your head mentioned quality versus quantity, just think about what you're actually saying that about. If you're a person that truly is spending hundreds of hours on each video so you can't do more than one, then this is not for you. This is for probably the 98% of other people who tend to just find excuses to not create. And I just encourage you to create more. It just, like Pablo said, there's literally no downside to doing it. Unless you just need to sleep 12 hours a day, then that's another whole podcast. But we don't need to sleep that much, people. If you need to sacrifice a few little things, I just feel like it's worth it. If you're trying to build a business, trying to build a brand, trying to build a YouTube channel, trying to build anything, you need to do it. Period.
Yeah, well said.
Any final notes?
That. Do it.
All right. Thanks for listening.